This podcast is dedicated to helping you find your trail to a happier, healthier you by discussing topics like self-improvement, business, health and beauty, and random thoughts about life from a Christian perspective. I'm your host, Tasha Johnson. Are you enjoying the Hustle and Faith podcast? Regardless of where you listen to Hustle and Faith, if you love this show, please leave us a review at ratethispodcast.com/hustleandfaith. Or if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, if you feel inclined to do so, why don't you go ahead and leave us a 5-star review? Doing so will help others to discover this show. Thanks again for your support. It is very much appreciated. Are you ready to break free from the worker bee mentality? Life is way too short to learn everything the hard way. Why not take a shortcut and use Starring You services to help start your side hustle? Starring You is proud to offer the following services: podcast management, course creation, and voiceover work. Starring You services will help you acquire the skills you need to break free from the hive. In today's episode, I have the pleasure of speaking with Heidi De La Cruz. Heidi is the host of The American Dream in the Eyes of Immigrants. This podcast is about sharing the stories of immigrants, their first memory of the U.S., the culture shocks they experience, and their journey learning to navigate a whole new country. Welcome to the show, Heidi.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to speak with you today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So why don't you tell us about yourself?
Yeah, so I first and foremost love to say that I am a believer, wife, mom of two. I have my day job as a medical coding analyst, and then I do my podcast. I'm a writer, and I've published my poetry book last year. So this is a few things going on.
Fantastic. Oh my goodness. Well, you have to be sure to share that with me so I can put that in the show notes as well. Yes. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, I want to ask a little bit more about what inspired you to create this podcast, because I think it's so unique and, quite frankly, the topic is so timely.
Yeah. Yes. So I want to say back in 2019, God really put it in my heart to start a podcast. I was listening to many podcasts back in the time, you know, I still do. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I want to start a podcast about highlighting people, I guess your average person, just highlighting what they're doing in their life. Just because I was thinking like, you know, people are doing tremendous things and they don't really realize that they're doing tremendous things or realize that they're, you know, impacting others and things like that. So I wanted to like just have a friend come on. We talked about the cool things that they're doing in their lives. And that was the idea of the podcast that I was going to start. And 2019, that's when I initially started wanting to start the podcast. However, I was still doing my master's. And then 2020, we know what happened there. So I was just not in the mental space to start that. Yeah. Although many businesses and podcasts did start in 2020, kudos to you guys, but I was not in the mental space for that. Sure. 2021, I was pregnant with my son, and it was a very different pregnancy than my first one. So I was dealing with all that. So 2022, I said, okay, it's been a few years. It's going to happen. I still really wanted to start a podcast. So that was still, you know, in my heart. But I, since I'm a writer, I write on Medium, and I also read a lot of articles on Medium. And so as I was gathering ideas, brainstorming of how I was going to put this podcast together, the name and everything, I was reading an article, and it was a migrant from Kenya, and she wrote about each cultural shock that she experienced here in the United States after moving really diminished her confidence and really kind of like not broke her self-esteem, but, you know, just kind of like kind of wanted to like disappear a little bit. And it was just different things. It was just like, you know, with the accent and people not trying to understand her, the foods being different and just different things like that. So I was after reading that article, I went over to my husband. He's also an immigrant. He came from the Dominican Republic at the age of 9. And I remember asking him, I was like, hey, do you remember when you first came, how you felt, like what you saw? He was like, oh, yes, I remember like if it was yesterday. And he told me, you know, everything, like how he was in such awe of everything. He came from the Dominican Republic straight to New York. So like just seeing those tall buildings and there was like no trees and things like that. And just how excited he was because they were coming to live with their dad. So he was like super excited. It was amazing to hear him, that he could go back so vividly to a 9-year-old, you know, memory, because it was just so impactful. So I was like, wow, that right there is a podcast episode. And then I was like, we don't really talk about that. We don't talk about when migrants get here, what they experience, how they feel, cultural shocks that they experience, because it's a whole new world. Literally, it's a whole new world for them. And so I was like, you know what? That's what my podcast is going to be about. And my whole family are immigrants, right? So I'm a child of immigrants. My parents came from the Dominican Republic when in the 90s. I was born in New York. But my aunts and uncles, they all little by little migrated here to the United States. And so growing up, I saw firsthand like how it is to like learn the language, navigate the systems here. Like, okay, it's different from, you know, back in your home country to, you know, go get your license. Disclaimer, to go get your license in the Dominican Republic is a lot more complicated than what it is here. So in that sense, they're like, oh my gosh, it's so much easier.
Okay.
But just, you know, just different things like that, just comparing it back to your home country. And I remember, you know, having to translate documents for my dad, having to go to the store and translate with him and making doctor's appointments and just, you know, over the phone and everything. So I'm just like, it's a whole different experience for us that I don't feel like is talked about enough. So that was a long answer to your question.
No.
But that's really what inspired this podcast. I don't get into the politics of it. I leave that to the side. What I really want to do is just share these stories, share the experience, because the mission of the podcast is to change the narrative into a more compassionate and empathetic way. And I just feel like that the best way to do that is by storytelling, just by telling these stories. Yeah. And I find that these stories are important. These people are image bearers. They're, you know, child of God as well. So that is the American dream in the eyes of immigrants.
Wow. So, I mean, your answer was, I love your answer, super thorough, and I like that. So don't even think about that. But, you know, as you were talking, I'm sitting here thinking about, that is a lot of stress to put on a child too. Not that you're trying to, but as a child, how were you able to kind of navigate through that? Because that's a lot, I would think, you know. That's a lot of responsibility.
It was. And it's a lot of butting head, actually, with your parents, because you're like, you're a child. You don't want to do this, right? You don't want to take on that responsibility to read the document, translate it, and then try to explain what it is that even sometimes adults can't even understand, you know, because like, you know, legal terms and whatever the case may be. And it was hard because there was a lot of times like, I don't want to go to the store with my dad to translate. Like, I don't, you know, and it was just a lot of butting heads. But then it's like, as a child, obviously, it's harder to like try to put yourself in your parents' position because, you know, they come as an adult, they don't know the language and things like that. As a child, it's easier to pick up the language. You're going to school, you're watching TV shows in English and everything, while your parents, you know, they'll still talk and do and watch Spanish channels, right? Or whatever language it is that they speak. So yeah, it was a lot of butting heads. I will say that it was a lot of arguing and doing things that you don't want to do, doing things, you know, just because you had to help out. But then looking back, I mean, I was an adult, you know, looking back, it's like, man, I cannot just imagine. I can't imagine what they were feeling like frustrated. And it's like, I can't understand. Like, I don't want to put this burden on you, but I don't know what else, you know, to do.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So what is your definition of the American dream?
Oh, I love this question. So my definition of the American dream is really just living your dream, your purpose, with no restrictions, right? And the more I speak with different people from different countries, the more I realize, you know, there are a lot of freedom and privileges and things that we may not realize are freedom and privileges here. So since starting this podcast, yes, my definition of the American dream has changed. I even wrote an article about it, like, what is the new American dream, you know? And I really think it's different for everybody. But for me, it's just like the freedom to live your purpose with no restrictions, especially like your faith-based purpose, just because we know and we hear how there's certain, you know, countries and cultures that doesn't accept, you know, the Christianity faith. And if there are Christians in those countries, they do have to hide, you know, that they're Christians and everything. So just living your purpose freely with no restrictions is my definition of the American dream.
Awesome. Awesome. So name three words that the immigrants in your series have in common.
First of all, brave. Because
I agree.
Brave, resilient, and definitely adaptable. I mean, mm-hmm. I feel like also the adaptability is kind of like they have to adapt, you know, like once, you know, you made the choice to come here, now you have to like adapt, be adaptable, or else you're going to struggle, you know? But definitely brave, because it's not an easy decision to leave everything in your home country, leave your culture, leave your language, leave family, to come start over from zero, sometimes not knowing the language, not knowing people here, just trying to, you know, trust God and just come to make a better life for yourself. There is various different reasons why people come here, and I've definitely realized that a lot more. With this podcast, some people come as kids, so they don't really have a choice. Some people come as adults. And there's just one particular guest who I just recently published. She came for the solely purpose of finding her purpose. That was the reason why she came to the United States. Yes. And then I was like, that is really interesting, because when you hear of immigration or you think of immigration, you normally think of people like running from war, running from political conflict, running or just to get a better life. But she had a good life back home. She had a great career. She was making money. She had her apartment, her car, everything. But yet she did not feel fulfilled. So she was like, there's something missing in my life. And she decided to move to a whole new country to find that purpose. And I'm just like mind blown. So I was like, you are definitely brave, because I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it either. And trust me, as someone who likes to travel, I've been quite a few places, but never have I found a place where I'm like,
exactly.
And just leave everything behind. The good paying job, all that stuff. That takes a different type of like personality. I don't have that.
Definitely. Me either.
So when it comes to culture shock, what tends to be cited as American behavior that immigrants weren't expecting but have to become accustomed to? So I know like some people say Americans are always smiling, or, you know, there tends to be little stereotypes or whatnot. So I'm just kind of curious.
So what I hear a lot is actually very like, there's not a lot of, well, depending on where you come to the United States, because I don't say there's not a lot of foot traffic, but if you go to New York, like everybody's like walking subway and things like that.
For sure.
But a lot of people, it's just like it's quiet and defined here in the United States, because there's not a lot of foot traffic. There's not like a lot of, everybody's in their car. Everybody's following the traffic laws in the United States, so it's like organized. And also they do get a lack of community when they get here. You know, it's just kind of hard trying to, you know, you have to find your people, you know, when you first arrive. So a little bit of lack of community. But the most common is just if they have learned English in their home country, once they come here, they have to kind of like relearn. Because it's different, you know, depending.
Yes, it is.
So, you know, sometimes they'll learn like the British English, right? Or just their accent, right? And sometimes it's like they know how to read and write it, But when it comes to speaking, is completely different, right? So there, a lot of them say, it's like, well, I thought I learned, I knew English, but once I got here, I realized I didn't know.
Yeah, that is so true. It's funny that you say that because part-time for the past, oh my goodness, maybe going on 8 or 9 years, I actually teach English to adults overseas.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of funny when they hear me speak and then they compare it to British English. And then sometimes mm-hmm. they may talk to someone in the South and they're like, I don't know what you guys got going on over there.
Yes, exactly. And that's also true. It depends on where you land in the United States. If you land up north.
It's true. I tell them that all the time.
Yeah, still different.
Uh-huh. Yeah, tell them that all the time. I tell them that all the time. So again, you've had so many stories that you've listened to. And again, a lot of people are coming over here for a variety of reasons, but have some of the, has there been any regret in the immigrants that have come to the United States?
So no one has said that they regretted coming, honestly. Oh, okay. I have had two guests. They lived here for a few years and then they've moved out. One moved to Guam and then the other one actually moved back home to Turkey, but none of them has said that they regretted. They really, appreciated and enjoyed their time here. Again, some of them came as kids, so like they don't know another country. And some have just said that, like, cause I have asked if they would move back home if they had the chance and they've said no, just cause it would be adapting back, right? And then once you're accustomed to living here, you realize like there's a lot of things that are efficient here and there's a lot of things, that work well that may not work back in their home country. So it's just like trying to live without that would be just hard just because, you're used to it. So I haven't had anybody regret yet. I don't know, maybe in the future I might have, but those are the typical answers. It's just like, it would be hard to move back. And I've had two that have moved out of the United States.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm going to piggyback off of that question. You've had a variety of guests, right? So one of the things that can help reduce the time it takes to kind of get acclimated to the US is their adaptability. Mm-hmm. What steps or what, characteristics or whatnot have they gone through to reduce that time? What was their process and how they chose to adapt that you saw kind of like as a common theme?
As a common theme, I normally ask them just like, what was the hardest about adapting here? Normally is the language barrier. Is usually what it is.
Sure.
So once they get that down, I guess it's just easier to navigate because you can ask, people for questions, find your people and things like that. But what I have found that what has kept them here is just the opportunities that are available here that are not available in other countries. So once they get that language barrier down, as much as they can, because more people struggle than others.
Sure,
English is not an easy language to learn.
No, it's not.
I know English, and sometimes I'm just like, this is hard. Like,
It's true.
So once they get that language down, it's just easier to navigate around, ask, and find your people, find your community. Right. I feel like once you have that. Because we're made for community. So no matter where we are, once we have that community, you feel home, right? Like, so this will be your new home and you just have that adaptability here. So probably find the language barrier and then finding that community.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. So you've covered a variety of stories, right? So what story or stories have impacted you the most?
So I cried listening to this story, which the episode is actually going to be published soon. It is a DACA recipient. So for those who don't know, DACA recipients are the dreamers or the kids who came when they were younger. They've only lived here. And so they have a temporary status. And it's been, I think it's going on to 12 years now. So they have to keep renewing their status every 2 years. They pay a fee. and they're able to get a temporary social security card. They're able to get a temporary driver's license and things like that. But all that is temporary. And her story legit made me cry because I was just obviously putting myself in her shoes, just how living here with that status is very uncertain, right? Like, so she told me, when people say like, oh, what are your 5-year goal and your 5-year plan? And she's like, I can't. I legit have to go every 2 year, 2-year goal, 2-year plan, 2-year goal, 2-year plan. She was like, I can't, think that far ahead. And then she was just telling me how like with her family, education was so important. And so she knew once she graduated high school that she was going to go to college. However, with this temporary status, like they have to pay out of state tuition, so they end up paying more. They don't qualify for any financial government financial assistance. So for her to get her 4-year degree took her about 6 to 7 years because she was paying out of pocket, and so she could only take the classes that she could afford. And so, but what I loved about it was like she didn't give up, because if anybody else could have seen all those roadblocks and those challenges and was like, oh, is it really worth it, and not get that degree. And so like I tried to spin a positive to her, and I was like, well, think about it. You're debt free. You graduated, you paid everything. You don't have, the burden of the
That's
student
true.
loans
It's
that the
true.
majority of us Americans have.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, I'm one of them. So I'm like,
We
and
both.
she was like, yeah, that's true. But what really hit home was also like with her talking about the fee that they have to pay each time that they renew. It's about, I can't remember the exact number, but it's a few hundred dollars. And it wasn't until that moment that we were recording that she was like, I never actually thought about how much I've actually paid on just renewing the status every 2 years. And it's like that money could have been used, to buy a down payment for a home, for her education, just, something else than this, temporary status. And, she got emotional, I got emotional, and it just was just like, man, like we need to find a solution. And I know I said that politics are not, isn't a part of it, but it's just like, it's a lot of people who are living like this, who are just living like pretty much in limbo, don't have a permanent status or anything. So it's just like, whew, it got heavy and it got emotional. So that one what really, really impacted me.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. And I'm not trying to get into the politics either, but yeah, we really do need to work on a solution for everyone to, yeah. There just has
I
to
know,
be
I
some
know.
way to figure this out so everyone involved, because it's to me, it's been ignored for way too long, and there really does need to be a permanent solution. And not just for the folks that are closest to being able to migrate here, but for everyone, just have a decent system for everyone to have the opportunity to get, to have that opportunity at the shot of the American dream if they wanted to, So I get where you're coming from on that. All right. So we are in 2023, which still feels so weird to say. I mean, we're
I know.
almost halfway through the year, right?
Yes,
Like, I feel like
I
we were just
know.
saying, like, Happy New Year. And now we're like almost in July. So, if you had to choose one word to represent your year, this year, 2023, what would it be and why?
So every year I pray for my word of the year, and this year God gave me discipline. And there was, very specific areas in my life of where I was going to be disciplined with like working out, my finances, and things like that, and definitely be consistent and disciplined with my podcast. However, I feel like it's kind of shift a little bit to expand my reach, because that's really this year I've really been focusing on the podcast and expanding my reach. So when I said like just thank you so much for this opportunity to talk about this, because there's a lot of people who could be like, eh, I don't like your topic or whatever the case may be. So Definitely expanding my reach. I am going to include a YouTube channel with the podcast in addition to the audio. So that's really, really exciting.
That's awesome.
And so yeah, I guess two words. I'm sorry, discipline
No,
and
it's all right. That's all
expand
right.
the reach.
I'm not going to hold it against you. You can have more than one word. That's all right. We'll let you slide. That's all
Thank you.
right. No worries. But yeah, I wish you nothing but the best on that, because I think your topic is ripe for a YouTube channel. I think that would be amazing to see, because like listening to the podcast, you can hear the imagery. Like I'm one of those people. I can kind of like picture that. I love podcasts, so it's yeah, your topic is ripe for that, if you ask me.
Thanks. It's to it too, to like to actually see the person who's talking and everything. 'Cause I'm like you,
Yes.
I'm a very I can do the pictures and everything, but now with the video, it's like, you know, seeing the person, right?
Yes. Yes. Which is what I'm trying to do a little bit more of this latter part of the year. I got a lot going on, but this latter part of the year for the podcasts, for the Hustle and Faith podcast, I want to start having a little bit more interviews via video. So I, yeah, so you're one of my first guests, so thank you for that.
No
Yes,
way.
you
Oh my
are.
gosh.
Yes,
Oh, what
you
an
are. Yes,
honor.
you are my first guest that I'm doing this with. So I
Oh.
am very appreciative of that. So yeah.
So we're in the same boat, so I know exactly how you feel. Yes.
Yes, exactly. So last but not least, what's the best piece of advice you have for immigrants that are arriving in the United States?
I would have to say, trust God. You
Yeah.
know, trust the process, trust really much trust, because there's a reason why they're here. There is a reason why they came. And it wasn't an easy decision to make, but I do feel like, you know, they'll be able to make it. They'll be able to make it. And so just trust God and trust the process. And we're here for you, you know. With this podcast, I do try to, you know, encourage people, like if they do see someone, you know, who may need help or may need like resources or anything, like, you know, extend that hand, that helping hand. It's not easy coming to a new country and not know people, not know the language and things like that. So I always try to find opportunities to do that, to see like who can I help, how can I help, and just, you know, be the hands and feet of Jesus.
That's awesome. That's awesome, Heidi. So if folks wanted to get in touch with you, how can they go about doing so?
So I hang out on Instagram,
Okay.
and my Instagram handle is actually my name, so HEIDY period DELACRUZ 13, so Heidi dot De La Cruz 13. And you can find out information about my podcast there, everything actually, my website, my book, everything is on the Instagram. And then also you can listen to my podcast really wherever you listen to podcasts. I just recently found out that it was on Audible. I had no idea.
Oh yeah. I don't know how that happened. There, to be quite honest, I feel like the whole Audible thing came out of nowhere. Yeah, same thing with me. I did not realize that. I was like, oh, fancy that. I'm like, all right.
Yes, I was actually Googling my podcast to see what would come up. And yeah, I was like, listen on Audible. I was like, oh, that's so cool. So I actually searched it, and yeah, there it is. So wherever you listen to podcasts, the American dream in the eyes of immigrants is there. So, you know, Google, Apple, Spotify, Audible, Amazon Music is on there too. So cool thing, if you have an Alexa, you can actually say, Alexa,
Yes.
play, and then the title, and it will play. I was mind blown with that
Yes. It
too.
is amazing how much, the whole podcasting industry has grown, but just the ability to be able to listen to these podcasts on all these different platforms is insane. And it also lets me know, okay, so there is more than just Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and
Yes,
Spotify. Because
exactly.
it's like the main three you always hear about, but then you're like, who are these other people? I'm like, but that's good. I'm excited about that. So yeah. Well, Heidi, it has been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
No, it's been a pleasure being on here. Thank you once again for letting me share about my podcast and for having me be your first guest as a video. It's so
Yes, it is
cool.
true. It is true. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
For more of our conversation, stick around for Behind the Scenes. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. If you enjoy listening to Hustle and Faith and would like to support the show, please consider sharing it with your friends, rate or leave a review, donate, or make a purchase at Starring You Crew, our fitness apparel shop. Remember, if you're everything to everyone, then you risk being no one. You never know who you will inspire. See you in the next episode.
And then I'm currently doing the writing for your life. So I'm in the middle. I haven't announced this yet, but I'm actually in the middle of writing a book. And it,
Yay!
yes. So
Oh my
it's,
gosh.
yeah. So I've already, in fact, in the next 2 or 3 weeks, I'm doing something a little different. So I'm
Okay.
going to actually read some of the book that I've already started. Like I'm still
Okay.
writing it, literally. So it's How to Live an Extraordinary Life with or Without Mr. Right.
Okay.
a Christian woman's guide to survive and thrive on Single Avenue.
I love that. I
Thank
love
you.
that
Yes.
because I literally for my newsletter yes, this week I literally wrote about how not everyone is called to be married.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Yeah.
I love
Yeah.
it.
And I'm open to it. It's just I'm not one of those people that's like, oh my goodness, because my birthday is next month. I'm turning 41, single,
Okay.
no kids. I'm out here living my best life. And like some
Yes.
people are like, wait, what's wrong? And it's like, there's nothing. Like, I'm
Nothing is
okay.
wrong.
It's like
Yes.
they put on their little Sherlock Holmes hat and they're trying to figure out what's going on.
Like, what's wrong with you?
You seem like you are all right. And it's like, because I am. And
Yes.
it's just, I
Oh
mean,
my God.
so that's the premise of the book, and I'm in the, it's gonna have humor and all that stuff, and of course,
Yeah, no, I
biblical
love
context.
that
So
because the church, you know, us being Christian, like the church really pushes that, like married kids, you know, like, but it's like that's not the end all be all.
it's not the ultimate prize.
Yes,
There's,
it's not.
yeah. So,
Yes, I love
awesome.
it. Yes, I love this.
Thank
I'm
you.
here for you. I'm cheering you on. I know the whole process of the whole book writing thing and putting it together. So like that's a whole process in itself. So super excited. I just followed you on Instagram, so we will definitely
Okay,
stay
for
in
sure, for
touch.
sure. Yes.
And yes, I love this.
And
Thank
thanks
you.
again. I really, really appreciate it, Heidi. Thank you so much. I
Yeah, no
appreciate
problem.
it.
No, thank you. I love this. Thank you so
Yes.
much.